throughout the world these past several days, people have been celebrating carnivals, celebrating festive parades, and celebrations which often are called Mardi Gras. Many of these festivities last throughout a whole week or even longer during a period of time known as Shrovetide. As a matter of fact, Mardi Gras carnivals can be held throughout the season of Epiphany, but always culminate at 12 o'clock midnight on Shrove or Fat Tuesday. Shrove Tuesday is the day that the last of the Lord was to be used for historically fasting during Lent, that is to restrain from any animal products. The clock strikes 12, and all the merriment and even hedonistic activities are to come to an end, for it is Ash Wednesday and the beginning of Lent. It is almost like Mardi Gras gives a reason for the Lenten season of repentance. Therefore, the carnivals of Mardi Gras have come to an end for another year, and Shrove Tuesday pancake dinners have concluded, and the season of repentance and fasting begins. So we put away our beads, and we put away our masks for another year. So today, Ash Wednesday, begins the traditionally solemn season of preparation, of fasting and repentance. This day, the beginning of Lent, is called Ash Wednesday, since biblically and traditionally ashes have been the sign of repentance. Jeremiah, when calling for repentance, said, "O daughter of my people, gird on sackcloth and roll in ashes." That's a little bit more than a little ash on the forehead. Roll oneself in ashes. But beyond repentance, ashes are also the symbol of the death of the human body. Of course, the last days of Lent, death becomes a reality for Jesus. He was crucified on Good Friday. Therefore, the symbolism of ashes is what we see in the naming of this day, the beginning of Lent, Ash Wednesday, the season of repentance. So we now enter Lent, that period of 40 weekdays in which we are to examine our lives in relationship to God's will for us. In order to do this, we need to honestly evaluate who we are. We must not only see the good in our lives, but also those shortcomings and sin which we may like to deny. Such a retrospective time prepares us so that we may realize the forgiving love of God which comes alive in the death and the resurrection of Jesus. This preparation is what culminates in the joy of the Easter message. He is risen. He lives. This is God's ultimate promise to us, that because he lives, we too may find victory over death, death and life everlasting in his love. But the truth of the matter is that within much of our society, Lent has lost too much of its importance. It seems as though it has become a time to celebrate the coming of spring. Historically, though, in the Christian world, Lent was one of the most significant times in the Christian calendar, and thereby in the lives of Christians. It was a very solemn time, but which would often take piety to its extremes. The outward signs of piety, pious behavior, were all too often acts unto themselves, very little to do with the depth of repentance and fasting. Even though fasting in and of itself is an act of symbolizing the cleansing of the body from earthly distractions, and ashes on the forehead, a reminder of the consequences of the sinful life, they all too often were just superficial pious deeds which did not change one's life at all. During the Dark Ages, men would flaunt their piety by walking in lines through the streets, flogging each other's backs. This was an act of showmanship rather than faith. It was like, look at me, I am such a devoted Christian that I will endure this punishment. But we need not go that far back in time, for many of us remember Ash Wednesday as the day we would announce what we would give up during Lent. That was a game. What are you giving up for Lent? A common question. I haven't heard that one for a while, though. But in many cases, these sacrificial promises of giving something up for Lent amount to hardly more than a New Year's resolution. If you failed to keep your New Year's resolution, there was always time, always another chance in Lent. Maybe you could keep it then. The sacrificial acts during Lent can very easily become pious acts, which go no further than words or superficial deeds. They can be done in order to be seen by others, leading them to believe what an outstanding Christian we are. Our gospel lesson tonight sends a very different message. All of our religious acts are to be done in the shadows of life and not broadcast so we look good. The motivation for these acts are to be out of faith and love and not for showmanship. Jesus says, "But when you fast, put oil on your head and wash your face, so that your fasting may not be seen by others, but by your Father who sees in secret will reward you." Concerning giving, when you give alms, do not let your left hand know what your right hand is doing, so that your alms may be done in secret, and your Father who sees in secret will reward you. And finally, concerning prayer, whenever you pray, go into your room, shut the door, and pray to your Father in secret, and your Father who sees in secret will reward you. Jesus is saying that our reward is not in receiving or looking for praise. Praise from our fellow man for our acts done in the name of Christ. Every word ultimately comes from God. What is important and lasting is the life which quietly grows in faith and love. What Jesus calls us to do is to live our lives out of the desire and the will to live God's love. and not for earthly rewards and recognition. Earthly rewards, Jesus reminds us, are momentary at best. Do not store up for yourselves treasures on earth, where moths and rust consume and where thieves break in and steal. These earthly treasures are not only material things, but also things like compliments and accolades, which are quickly forgotten and taken away. They count as little, for soon the applause fades for the showmanship that we pursue. Lent then is the time for us to evaluate our lives. Evaluate our lives in light of the gospel and to seek God's purpose for us. For that purpose continually changes. Then it is the time to commit our lives to live this purpose in all of the love which God's will can grant us. This is our call. God gave us the example of Jesus who died on the cross and then rose from the dead. It is important to remember this great act of the resurrection happened in the quietness of the pre-dawn. No fanfare. None. This quiet act of God has given us the promise of eternal life and has changed the course of mankind throughout our history. Now, if the imposition of ashes in the sign of the cross upon your forehead brings with it the personal meaning to spend the Lenten season in quiet preparation for the coming of the good news of the resurrection, then it is so fitting to do. If such a symbolic act is not meaningful to you, this is not a sign that you are any less involved in the season of Lenten preparation. With varying traditions and backgrounds, this is very understandable. Tonight, at the end of the service, I will offer the imposition of ashes to those who find personal meaning in this traditional pronouncement. But now, in the quietness of this Lenten season, let us find a renewed life in God's message of love and his forgiveness. Lent will only have meaning to us when we search ourselves and take the time to spend in prayer and to allow our faith to grow and be renewed in the good news of God's love for us. This is what Lent is all about. Now we place the cross with purple. As a sign of our quiet preparation for the celebration which is to follow on that glorious Easter morning. Remember, thou art dust, and to dust thou shalt return. Repent and believe in the gospel.